Okay, this is the story of Gun Cove. About 25 or 30 years ago, when we were in our other building, I get a phone call from Charlie Nestor at Fleet Tech. That's the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Brunswick, Georgia. It's near the Glencoe Airport. The airport's name has changed since then, but I don't know what it is right now. Well, it used to be Glencoe. And Charlie said he wanted a gun lubricant. He said the ones they got is no damn good. And that he had been using Tough Oil in his cars for some time, and that he thought that we might be the people to do this. So I told him very modestly that I thought I could probably solve his problem for him. And I played around a little bit in the laboratory. I put together a fairly decent, what I thought, gun lubricant. Shot a sample down to Charlie. And he played around with it and got back to me. He said, Frank, it was all right, but the minute he said that, I knew I had another couple months in the laboratory ahead of me. This went on for about a year. So I flew down to Glencoe, went over to the Federal Training Center, and turns out that he is the chief training officer there. He took me out on his site, let me shoot a couple of weapons, and told me how to do them properly. And then I went back, flew back, and started working on the chemistry again for that gun lube again. And it was over a year that I spent on this. And finally, Charlie called me and said, Frank, this is great, but it needs more rust inhibitor in it. And so I said, Charlie, I don't want to put more rust inhibitor in it. It's a great lubricant. He said, damn it, Frank, I want more rust inhibitor. He said, these guys sweat like crazy out on the firing line, and you've got to get a rust inhibitor in there. So I did that, sent it down to him, and he called me and he said, Frank, this is great. Don't make any changes. Come on down. So I flew down to Glencoe, and I went in to see Charlie, and he met me, and he said, Frank, we've got a new simulator down here. You ought to take a look at this. And I went into a room where they had a projection television set up, and there was a car seat and a screen that he projected an image on, moving. And they would give you a scene, and you had to interact with it. He gave me a gun and a holster, sat me down on the right seat, and projected a screen up on the wall, and it was me and my partner driving on a highway in Washington. And all of a sudden, the car scooted around and was driving very recklessly. My partner turned on the various lights. We pulled the guy over. This raunchy character climbed out of the car. Don't forget, this is all on video. Climbed out of the car, said, why are you bothering me? I ain't going to do nothing wrong. My partner, by this time, is outside the car. I'm standing up along my side. He says, what have you got in the trunk of the car? And the guy said, ain't nothing in the trunk of my car. He says, open it up. I want to see. So the guy opened it up, reached down, pulled up a pistol, and bang, shot my partner. I wanted to put my pistol up, shot that son of a bitch right in the middle of his chest. I'd never shot a pistol before in my life. The minute my gun went off, the frame froze, and we could go up on the screen and see where my mark had been left on the screen. And I'll be damned if I didn't hit him. And I had never shot a pistol before in my life. I said, Charlie, that's pretty good. He said, Frank, you flunked. What do you mean, flunked? He says, your partner's dead. You were too slow on that. So that was my lesson in the simulator. And we started selling the material to Charlie. And he's since retired. I don't know where he is. I looked him up on the web about a year ago. I couldn't find him. So he may have died. But he was a very nice guy. I happened to like him. And that was how Gun Code got developed. That's the whole story.